This weekend at Oriole Park at Camden Yards, it's the 27th annual food drive. The Orioles picked a great weekend to have this. The Boston Red Sox, of course, in town with pretty much first place on the line in the American League East. And, of course, annually, this is really an event driven by the Orioles' wives. And joining us now, the top wife, as the Orioles are concerned, Angela Showalter. Angela, thank you so much for being on with us.
Thanks for having me. I don't know that I'm the top wife. I can't really claim that.
Well, we'll give you the unofficial title of that, the woman behind the Orioles skipper. And let's start actually with Buck right now. We're getting to that point in the season where there's so much at stake. Does his mood change at all?
You know, you can obviously look at him in the dugout. He's pretty steady Eddie on that stuff. So not really, you know, it's just something that you get used to, and if it changes, you know, I'm not looking for a change, that sort of thing.
Well, we had a chance to talk to him a few days ago here, and he said he got to go home a little bit and see the whole family during the All-Star break. I know you're kind of used to the whole All-Star break thing. Is he able to kind of mentally get away for a few days?
As much as it allows him to get away, I don't know if he told you, we did go to make a trip to Aberdeen before we flew.
Yes, he did say that.
Dallas,
he did say that.
But yeah, he did. He got away and got to spend some time. Our son's actually working here this summer, but our daughter and her husband, we got to spend time with them. So it worked out great. And, you know, got to sleep in and maybe get a little bit more rest than he's used to getting at this point in the season.
Well, that's certainly a good thing. As for this food drive coming up, 27th annual last year, and the Orioles do such a good job with this, 4,000 pounds of food, and people forget this, you can bring in cash donations on the spot, $20,000 raised last year, Angela.
Right. I mean, and it happens so many times. So many people walk up and go, oh, I forgot my food, or it's in my car, or totally left it at home. And we welcome the cash because the cash goes a long, long way of the ability of where they are able to purchase the food. And just anything that anybody can do is great because we all have to be nourished and fed to survive. And that's what, you know, we want to just really kind of stamp out hunger for sure. And like I said, we take the non-perishables, but also cash is phenomenal.
So non-perishable food items for someone like me, that just means nothing that needs to be refrigerated or freeze, correct? Anything canned goods related.
Canned box goods, anything that won't mold is all I always tell people. Any dried beans, anything like that, that you just, like I said, that you could bring canned foods. Even, you know, there's, you know, don't forget the little ones, baby food, baby formula, things like that also are perfect to bring.
Angela Showalter with us right now on WBAL. Angela, I know you've been a part of all the great charitable components to every club your husband has worked for over the years. What does that mean to you to be a part of it? I know you jump right into it when he came to the Baltimore Orioles. Is it like that with every team along the way in his managerial career for you?
You know, there were times early on when our children were little, it was a lot harder then because, you know, I found it to be, you know, as much as he traveled, it was very important for me to be at home for our children and not be hiring, you know, someone to, you know, babysit kids and be running all over the place. Now that our kids are 26 and 21, it's a lot easier on me. And I know even for the wives here that have little ones, it's hard for them to work all 3 days of the food drive. But, you know, it's one of those things, you know, that when you can lend your name to an event and it gets, you know, more people involved in noticing a particular event, charity or whatever cause you're after, that's, you know, easy. And, it's so important to give back because you really are the one that receives the blessing in it. And just to know that you're helping someone else and, you know, that you can impact many people's lives by just doing just a little bit is huge.
Tell me about these Orioles wives. And you've had a chance now for a couple of seasons to get to know them. And they're always newcomers. But what are they like? And what kind of group is this to kind of motivate and get behind a cause like this?
You know, we have a young group of wives as we have a young group of players, and they you know, for every year we've been here, they are a hard group of women. They like to give back. They don't mind rolling up their sleeve and taking a sledgehammer with Habitat for Humanity, or I know Adam Jones just did a big event with the Boys and Girls Club, knocking down a wall, but they're all good, very simplistic. They're not as, you know, and people often ask me when they talk about these reality shows of sports and stuff, I'm like, that is like totally not even, you know, existent in the Oriole wives, and for pretty much all through baseball, I would have to say.
Very, very interesting. Well, it's coming up this weekend, Oriole Park at Camden Yards, the 27th annual food drive and funds drive for the Orioles. You're going to be out there, right, collecting at the start of the game when the gates open. I think it's through the second inning, correct?
I believe it's through the second inning, and yes, I'll be out there all 3 days, and a lot of the wives will be out there. Then I challenge anybody to, you know, anybody can go and volunteer at the Maryland Food Bank. It's a great place to go to work at the warehouse and see what goes on there. And yeah, in organizations, it's a great team-building event. But we will be out there collecting, and hopefully all the Red Sox fans will open up their pockets and help us out, too, on that.
Yeah, the Maryland Food Bank, an absolutely terrific cause. And again, the goal is to beat 4,000 pounds from last year and $20,000 raised. Angela Showalter, such a big part of it in so many ways for this drive. And of course, the person that keeps the Orioles, incredible manager, sane, I think, day to day. Angela, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. And we'll catch up this weekend.
That sounds good. Thanks for having me and help spread the word.
That's Angela Showalter. Bye. And we'll come back with more next.